Oh, six.
6 months, Charlie, that's all.
I better cut them a bit shorter, wouldn't I?
26 to warm up
then. Aye.
Another good one get there. Patrick Sheehan, cut him. Don't start here. My name is Patrick Sheehan, my years they are 34. Tipperary is my dwelling place, not far from Galtymore. Brought up by honest parents, but now they're lying low. Many a pleasant day I spent round the glens of Arlow. My father died, I closed his eyes outside our cabin door. The landlord and the sheriff, they were there the day before. And then my aged mother, I ancestors three also, were forced to go with broken hearts from the glens of Arlow. For 6 long months in search of work, I wandered far and near. I went into the poorhouse far to see my mother dear. The news I got nigh broke my heart, but yet in all my woe, I bless the men who made their graves near the glens of Arlow. Now bereft of kin, home and kith and kin, with plenty all around, I starved within my cabin, and I slept upon the ground. But cruel as my lot was, I ne'er did hardships know, till I joined the English army far away from Arlow. Rise up there, says the corporal, you lazy Irish hound. Why don't you hear, you sleepy dog, the sound to arms call? But alas, I had been dreaming of days long, long ago. I awoke before Sepastopol and not in Arlow. I groped to find my musket, how dark I thought the night. Oh, blessed God, it was not dark, it was a clear daylight. And when I found that I was blind, my tears began to flow. I long for even a pauper's grave in the glens of Arlow. Now, blessed Virgin, Mary, mine is a sorrowful tale. A poor blind prisoner, here I am, in Dublin's dreary jail. Shot blind within the trenches where I never feared the foe, and I never more will see again my own dear Arlo. So young Irishmen, both one and all, a warning take by me. It's if you join the English ranks, you'll surely rue the day. But if ever you are tempted, a soldier in to go, remember poor blind Sheehan from the glens of Arlo.
That was so wonderful.